Hello and welcome to this exploring session of the Chester Mystery Cycle, and we're at play 23, the Dyer's Antichrist play. And down the rabbit hole we go. My word, this stuff is weird. So many questions arise from this spectacular end-of-the-world extravaganza. Magic tricks, fight scenes, the odd resurrection. It's almost a Marvel movie, frankly. You can go to the show notes to find a nice, accessible online version of the text to follow as you listen at your leisure. And here is the first stab at getting into this play. This was workshopped with our Beyond Shakespeare irregulars on a dull Saturday morning in the autumn of 2018. There are stumbles and errors, but that is par for the course. More fulsome audio versions of all these exploring session plays one day will be released. And as we'll be recording a proper version of this anon, please share your thoughts or suggestions about where we go from here. Submit suggestions, clarifications, and passive-aggressive abuse either on our Patreon page by joining us or on Twitter at Beyond Shakes. The irregulars were Liz Cole, Richard Fawcett, Mark Scanlon, and Alan Scott. And I'm, as per usual, your host, Robert Crichton. And this is play 23 of the Chester Mystery Cycle.
Scripts won't. We will have the Antichrist play.
Yes.
You have, yeah. So halfway down the page, there we are. This is the one we've all been waiting for. The fun, fun, happy, happy, happy story of the coming of the end of the world. The final battle, one of the final battles between good and evil. Large class. Richard, if you could be the Antichrist, please. You've been Christ, so I think...
Role reversal.
Now, of course, you've got to pretend to be good for a lot of it, but of course, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, you know you're evil. You've got some pretty chunky bits of Latin at the top. I could be wrong.
Yeah, there is a big chunky piece of Latin. You want me to do it in Latin, or...?
Oh, you can just rattle through it for the best. Right, then we need two... there are four kings. We're going to say we're going to double it up, so... If you could be king number one and king number three, and if you could be king number two and king number four, that would be lovely. And then we're going to be everybody else. So for the moment, we'll be first and second dead body. If you'll be the first dead body, I'll be the second dead body. And that will keep us going for a while until Enoch and Eli turn up.
Okay.
That should be fun. So keep the kings rattling over. They're pretty nondescript. There's four of them. So Antichrist makes a big... bold, boastful entrance.
Right, we might do this in mixed pronunciation.
I'll play around with it.
De celso trono poli ponens clarios soli, age vobus monstrare descendi vos judicare. Reges et principes sunt subditi sub me viventes, sitis sapientes vos semper in me credentes et faciam flentes gaudere atque dolentes. Sic omnes gentis gaude bunt in me sperantes, descendi praesens rex pius et perustrator, princeps aeternus voco Christus, veste salvator.
Excellent. I'm not even going to...
I do like the Google Translate.
Yes, I literally didn't even try. I just whacked it into Google Translate and just left it at that. We won't bother reading the Google Translate for the moment. That will be something for me to gloss in the future. I presume it actually is connected with what he then immediately says next. I could be wrong on that front. Carry on, Richard.
All leads in land now be light that will be ruled throughout the right. All leads in land now be light that will be ruled throughout the right. Your saviour now in your sight here may you safely see. Messiah, Christ, and most of might that in the law was you be height. All mankind joy to dight is common, for I am he. Of me was spoken in prophecy, of Moses, David, and Isai. I am he they call Messiah, forebyer of Israel. Those that leaven in me steadfastly, I shall them save from annoy, and such joy right as have I with them, I think, to deal. But one hath ligged him here in land. Jesu he hight, I understand. To further falsehood he can fand and fared with fantasy. His wickedness he would not wan till he was taken and put in band and slain through virtue of my sand, that is sooth sickly. My people of Jews, he could twin that their land came they never in. Then on them now must I mine and restore them again. To build this temple will I not blin, and as God honoured be therein, an endless wail I shall them win, all that to me be bane. One thing me glads, be you bold, as Daniel the prophet afore me told. All women in world me love should, when I were come in land. This prophecy I shall well hold, which is most liking to young and old. I think fast many to hold, and their fairness to fand. Also he told them, leave you me, that I of gifts should be free, which my prophecy done shall be when I my realm have wonnen, and that I should grant men paucity, ribed riches, land, and fee. It shall be done, that you shall see when I am hither comen. What say you, kings, that here be lent? Are not my words at your assent, that I am Christ omnipotent? Leave you not this each one?
We leave and Lord, without and let, that Christ is not coming yet. If thou be he, thou shalt be set in temple as God alone.
If thou be Christ, called Messi, that from our bail shall us buy, do before us mastery, a sign that we may see.
Then will I leave that it is so, if thou do wonders ere thou go, so that thou save us of our woe, then honoured shalt thou be.
Foul we have lived many a year, and of our weaning been in were. And thou be Christ coming here, then mayest thou stint all strife.
That I am Christ, and Christ will be by very sign, soon shall you see. For dead men through my paucity shall rise from death to life. Now will I turn all through my might, trees down, the roots upright, that is marvel to your sight, and fruit growing upon. So shall they grow and multiply through my might and my mastery. I put you out of heresy to leave me upon. And bodies that been dead and slain, if I may raise them up again, then honours me with might and main. Then shall no man you grieve. Forsooth then after will I die, and rise again through my paucity. If I may do this marvellously, I read you on me leave. Men buried in grave, as you may see, what mastery is now, hope ye, to raise them up through my paucity, and all through mine accord. Whether I in my Godhead be, by very sign you shall see. Rise up, dead men, and honour me, and know me for your Lord. That's enough.
Dead man number one.
A Lord, to thee I ask mercy. I was dead, but now live I. Now wot I well and wittily that Christ is hither coming.
Him honour we and all men, devoutly kneeling on our knen. Worshipped be thou there, amen, Christ, that our name is Newman.
And I shall fulfil holy writ. You shall wot and know it well, and know well it, for I am wall of Wales and wit and lord of every land. And as the prophet Sophony speaks of me full wittily, I shall rehearse here readily that clerks shall understand. Now will I die, that you shall see and rise again through my paucity. I will engrave that you put me and worship me alone, for in this temple a tomb is made. Therein my body shall be laid. Then will I rise, as I have said, take tent to me each one. And after my resurrection, then will I sit in great renown, and my ghost send to you down in form of fire full soon. I die, now am I dead.
Now, sithen this worthy lord is dead, and his grace is with us led to take his body, it is my red, and bury it in a grave.
I'm just going to pause his here. How does he die? I mean, I there's a whole David Copperfield element to the Antichrist. You know, earlier on, I will raise the dead, like I said. But it's just this, and now I die. Does he commit suicide?
An earlier generation of stage conjurers.
Yeah.
Just what?
Yeah, just like that. But it's just that the thing of, I die. I mean, there's huge comic potential in this.
Does he maybe try acting?
Oh, I don't know about that. Because, of course, he's got to do two things. Because he's got to convey to the audience. There's got to be the wink to the audience, I am evil. Because, of course, they have to be convinced that you are Jesus. But, of course, the audience must know that you are evil. So there's this sort of dual thing going on here. And just the ridiculousness of I die, now am I dead. How does he die?
Well, yeah.
It's never stated. He just obviously is, I'm dead.
I mean, yes, and in modern terms, and I mean, I'm presuming it goes on in this vein, I mean, in modern terms, does he actually have a worthwhile antagonist? I mean, it's him.
Oh, well, he will in a bit. This is basically, he's doing the proving I'm Jesus bit to the kings who are going to be convinced. So he's done one miracle of raising other people from the dead. He's raising himself from the dead. He doesn't get crucified first or anything. I should point out, slightly lower bar.
What would the audience reaction be to Antichrist? I mean, would there be boo hissing or would they be cacking their pants?
It's a good question. It's a really good question because from a modern perspective, we want to look at it and say, well, it's probably humorous. There's lots of room for that. You know, for his opening address, Messiah Christ, you know, is coming for I am he. You kind of expect the audience to go, no, you're not. But maybe it isn't. Maybe they're supposed to be sitting there absolutely edified by the horror of the situation, because it does get pretty horrific as it goes along.
Yeah, and it also raises the question of whether these people were as simple-minded as we tend to think they were.
Which
I mean, maybe in their heart of hearts, minds of minds, they're thinking, yeah, I believe in God, but actually, I'll go with this.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I have a similar feeling about the Abraham play we've just done. You know, there's that question of what part of the Bible did medieval people cherry pick?
I suppose it was a range of beliefs like there are today.
Well, it depends on who your priest was. If your local vicar only ever preached one bit of the Bible, odds on that's the only bit you really knew. You'd know the rest of it vaguely. But if your local, you know, all he ever did was the manna in the wilderness, then that's the bit you're going to know in detail.
Yeah.
Anyway, we should crack on. He's dead, kings. Go back to First King, if we could, now, and we'll rattle through these. You're going to bury him, and then he's going to come back again. Ta-da!
Now Seth, this worthy lord is dead, and his grace is with us led. To take his body, it is my red, and bury it in a grave.
Forsooth, and so to us he said, in a tomb he would be led. Now go we further, all in a braid, from disease he may us save.
Take we the body of this sweet, and bury it low under the greet. Now, Lord, comfort us, we thee beseech, and send us of thy grace.
And if he rise soon, though he smite, from death to life as he be hight, him I will honour both day and night as God in every place.
Now wot I well that he is dead, for now in grave we have him laid. If he rise as he hath said, he is full of a full great might.
I cannot leave him upon, but if he rise himself alone, as he hath said to many one, and show him here in sight.
Till that my Saviour be risen again, in faith my heart may not be fain, my bloody eke will not be bane, till I see him with eye.
I must mourn with all my main till Christ be risen up again, and of that miracle make us fain. Rise up, Lord, that we may see.
Ta-da!
I rise. Now reverence does to me, God glorified, greatest of degree. If I be Christ, now leaves ye me and work after my wise.
Our Lord, welcome must thou be, that thou art God, now leave we. Therefore, go sit up in thy sea, and keep our sacrifice.
Forsooth, in seat thou shalt be set, and honoured with lamb and great. As Moses' law that lasteth yet, as he has said before.
O gracious Lord, go sit down then, and we shall, kneeling on our knees, worship thee as thine own men, to worship after thy law. Hither we come with good intent, to make our sacrifice, Lord excellent, with this lamb that I have here hent, kneeling thee before.
Thou grant grace to do and say, that it be pleasing to thee eye, to thy bliss that cometh we may, and never from it be bore, be law.
I, Lord, I, God, I, High Justice, I, Christ that made the dead to rise, here I receive your sacrifice and bless you, flesh and fell. You kings, I tell you, withouten boast, I will now send my Holy Ghost to know me Lord of might most of heaven, earth and hell.
And some sort of effect occurs involving something looking like a sort of spirity kind of thing.
Ah, Lord, mickle of might, this Holy Ghost is in me pight. Methinks my heart is very light, sith it cometh unto me.
Lord, we thee honour day and night, for thou showest us in sight, right as Moses asked behind. Honoured thou must thou be.
Yet worthy works to your will of prophecy I shall fulfil, as Daniel prophesied you until that lands I should devise. That prophecy it shall be done, and that you shall see, and that you shall see right soon, worships me all that ye mourn and do after the wise. You kings, I shall advance you all, and because your regions be but small, cities, castles shall you befall, with towns and towers gay, and make you lords of lordships fair, as well it fall for my power. Yea, look you do as I you lear, and hearkens what I say. I am very God of might, all things I made through my might, sun and moon, day and night, to bliss I may you bring. Therefore, kings, noble and gay, token your people what I say, that I am Christ, God, vere, and tell them such tiding. My people of Jews were put me from, therefore great ruth I have them on, whether they will leave me upon, I will full soon say. For all that will leave me upon, worldly wealth shall them fall on, and to my bliss they shall come, and dwell with me for aye. And the gifts that I be hight you shall have, as is good right. Hence, ere I go out of your sight, each one shall have his dole. To thee I give Lombardy, and to thee Denmark and Hungary, and take thou Patmos and Italy, and Rome it shall be thine.
Grant mercy, Lord, your gifts today. Honour we will thee alway. Never so rich were we in good fay, nor none of all our kind.
Therefore be true and steadfast, aye, and truly leaves on my law, for I will hearken on you today, steadfast if I you find.
Okay, we'll just pause there, because we'll need to slightly readjust. Denmark and Hungary. What's the average distance between those two?
Well, it depends what the borders were.
Yeah. I'm just wondering whether it's deliberately semi-distant places you can have there and there. I'm not sure what Patmos...
Patmos is an island, isn't it?
Yeah.
But Denmark and Hungary, I mean, I'm again, wondering about the dates, but if the Grand Duchy of Lithuania was extant, then that was huge. Mm. So between Denmark and Hungary, yeah, it's a few
yeah,
miles.
Yeah, that sort of works. Okay, yeah. That's sort of fine. We're then coming up to, we've got Enoch. Would you like to be Enoch, sir?
Yeah, sure.
I'll be Elias or Helias or however we want, Eli or wherever we want to say it. And we are your antagonists. We are going to be after you. There will be a random doctor. The kings still sort of hang around. And then two dead people once again at the very end. Obviously, we can't be the dead people again, but we'll figure that. We'll square that circle when we get to it. Okay. Antichrist has had it all his own way, and now the fight back begins. Though it doesn't end... Well, it sort of ends well in the end. Anyway, Enoch, you've been brought back...
Almighty God in majesty that made the heaven and earth to be, fire, water, stone and tree, and man through thy might. The points of thy privity, any earthly man to see, is impossible, as thinks me, for any worldly wight. Gracious Lord, that art so good, that who so long in flesh and blood hath granted life and heavenly food, let never our thoughts be defiled. But give us, Lord, might and main, or we of this shrew be slain, to convert thy people again, that he hath thus beguiled. Sith the world's beginning, I have lived in great liking, through help of high heaven king, in paradise without annoy, till we heard tokening, as of this thieves coming, that now on earth is reigning, and doth God's folks destroy. To paradise taken I was that tide, this thief's coming to abide, and Heli, my brother, hear me beside, was after sent to me. With this champion we must chide, that now in world walketh wide, to disprove his pomp and pride, and pair all his paucity.
O Lord, that madest all thing, and long hath lent us living, let never the devil's power spring, this man hath him within. God give you grace, both old and young, to know deceit in his doing, that you may come to that liking of bliss that never shall blin. I warn you, all men, wittily, this is Enoch, I am Heli, being common his errors to destree, that he to you now shows. He calls himself Christ and Messiah. He lies, forsooth, apertly. He is the devil you to annoy, and for none other him knows.
Amen. What speak you of Eli and Enoch? They both be in company. Of our blood they have they been wittily, and we be of their kind.
We read in books of our law that they to heaven were draw, and yet been here, there, in is common saw, written as men may find.
We be those men, forsooth thee wis, come and to tell you do amiss, and bring your souls to heaven bliss, if it were any boot.
This devil's limb that common is, that saith heaven and earth is his, now we be ready leave you this, against him for to moot.
If that we hear, Whitmon, by proof of disputation, that you have skill and reason, with you we will abide.
And if your skills may do him down, to die with you we will be bound, in hopes of salvation, whatsoever betide.
To do him down we shall assay, through might of Jesu, born of a May. By right and reason, as you shall say, and that you shall well hear. And for that cause hither are we sent, by Jesus Christ omnipotent, and that you shall not all be shent, he brought you all full dear. Be glad, therefore, and make good cheer, and do, I read, as I you leer. For we be coming in good manner to save you everyone. And dread you not for that false fiend, for you shall see him cast behind, ere we departed from him wend, and shame shall him light on.
And you approach, there's some sort of movement, Antichrist returns to his throne room or something. Anyway, you end up in the presence of the Antichrist.
Right. Say, thou very devil's limb, that sits so grisly and so grim, from him thou came and shalt to him, for many a soul thou deceives. Thou hast deceived men many a day, and made the people to thy pay, and bewitched them into a wrong way, wickedly with thy wiles.
Ah, false treacherous, from me you flee. Am I not most in majesty? What men dare main them thus to me, or make such distance?
Fie on thee, Fature, fie on thee, the devil's own nurry. Through him thou preachest and hast posty a while through sufferance.
O you hypocrites that so cryin, losels, laudans, loudly you lyin, to spill my lore you aspirin, that speech is good to spare. You that my true faith define, and needless my folk denine, from hence hastily, but you hind, to you come sorrow and care.
Thy sorrow and care come on thy head, for falsely through thy wicked red, the people is put to pine. I would thy body were from thy head, 20 miles from it laid, till I it brought again.
Out on thee, wisard, with thy wiles, for falsely my people thou beguiles. I shall thee hastily hang, and that lurden that stands thee by, he puts my folk to great annoy with his false flattering tongue. But I shall teach you courtesy, your saviour to know anon in high, false thieves with your heresy, and if you dare, abide.
Yes, forsooth, for all thy pride, through grace of God Almight, here we purpose for to abide, and all the world that is so wide shall wonder on thee on every side, soon in all men's sight.
Out on you, thieves, both two. Each man may see you be so by all by your array, muffled in mantles, none such I know. I shall make you lout full low ere I depart you all fro to know me, Lord, for a.
We be no thieves, we thee tell. Thou false fiend coming from hell, with thee we purpose for to mell, my fellow and I in fear, to know thy power and thy might, as we these kings have behind, and there too we be ready dight, that all men now may hear.
My might is most, I tell to thee, I died, I rose through my paucity, that all these kings, that all these kings saw with their eye, and every man and wife, and miracles and marvels I did also. I counsel you therefore both two to worship me and no more, and let us now no more strife.
They were no miracles, but marvels things that thou showed to these kings, into falsehood thou them brings through the fiend's craft. And as the flowers now springs, falleth, fadeth, and hings, so thy joy now it rains, that shall from thee be wrath.
Out on thee, thief that sits so still! Why wilt thou not one word speak them till that come and me to reprove?
O Lord, Master, what shall I say then?
I beshrew both thy knean. Art thou now for to ken? In faith I shall thee grieve. Of my godhead I made thee wise, and set thee ever at mickle price. Now I would feel thy good advice, and hear what thou would say. These lullards, they would fain me grieve, and nothing on me they will leave, but ever be ready me to reprieve, and all the people of my law.
O Lord, thou art so mickle of might, methink thou shouldst not chide nor fight, but curse them, Lord, through thy might, then shall they fare full ill. For those whom thou blessest, they shall was speed, and those whom thou cursest, they are but deed. This is my counsel and my rede, yonder heretics for to spill.
Same I purpose, leave thou me all things I know through my paucity. But yet thy wit I thought to see, what was thine intent? It shall be done full sickly, the sentence given full openly, with my mouth truly upon them shall be hent. My curse I give you to amend your meals, and from your head unto your heels, walk ye forth in the 20 devil's way.
Yea, thou shalt never come in coalesce, for falsely with thy wiles all this people thou beguiles, and puts them all to pain.
Out on you, thieves! Why fare ye thus? Whither had you liefer have, pain or bliss? I may save you from all amiss. I made the day, and eke the night, and all thing that is on earth growing, flowers fresh that fair can spring. Also I made all other things, the stars that be so bright.
Thou liest, vengeance on thee befall, out on thee, wretch, rove thee I shall. Thou calls thee king and lord of all, a fiend is thee within.
Thou liest falsely, I tell thee, thou shalt be damned into hell. I made thee man of flesh and fell, and all that is living, for other gods have ye none. And therefore worship me alone, the which hath made the water and stone, and all at my liking.
Forsooth, thou liest falsely. Thou art a fiend come to annoy God's people that stand us by. In hell I would thou were.
Fie on thee, felon, fie on thee, fie, for all thy witchcraft and sorcery. To moot with thee I am ready, that all the people may hear.
Out on you, harlots, whence came ye? Where have you any other god but me?
Yes, Christ, God in Trinity, thou false fature taint, that sent his son from heaven's seed, that for mankind died on rude tree, that shall full soon make thee to flee. Thou fature, false and faint.
Ribalds, ruled out of ray, What is the Trinity for to say?
Three persons as thou leave may, in one Godhead in fear, Father and Son, that is no nay, and the Holy Ghost stirring a, that is on God vere, been all three named here.
Out on you thieves, what say ye? Will you have one God and three? Ha, dare you so say? Madmen, madmen! Therefore leave on me that am one God. So is not he. Then may you live in joy and lee all this land I dare lay.
Nay, Tyrand, understand thou this. Without beginning his Godhead is, and also without ending he is, thus fully leaven we. And thou that engendered was amiss, hast beginning, and now this bliss. An end shall have, no dread there is, full foul as men shall see.
Wretches, gulls, you be blent. God's son I am, from him sent. How dare you maintain your intent, since he and I be one? Have I not, since I came him fro, made the dead to speak and go? And to men I sent my ghost also that leaven me upon.
Fie on thee, felon, fie on thee, fie, for through his might and his mastery, by sufferance of God Almighty, the people is blent through thee. If those men be raised wittily, without the devil's fantasy, he shall be proved apertly that all men shall see.
Oh, fools, I read you leave me upon, that miracles have showed to many one, to the people every one, to put them out of doubt. Therefore I read you hastily, converts to me most mighty, I shall you save from annoy, and that I am about.
Now of thy miracles would I see.
Therefore come and hither be we, do what is thy great paucity, and of some there, and some thereof to leer.
Soon may you see, if you will abide, for I will neither fight nor chide. Of all the world that is so wide, therein is not my peer.
Bring forth those men here in our sight, that thou hast raised against the right, if thou be so mickle of might, to make them eat and drink. For very God, we shall thee know, such a sign if thou wilt show, and do thee reverence on a row, all at thy liking.
Wretches, damned all be ye, but naught for that it falleth me, as gracious God abiding be, if you will mend your life.
And we'll just pause there for a second. So if you two could do the dead number one, dead number two this time. Now, I'm assuming it's the same dead people, and I'm assuming after we raised them last time, they just went back in their graves. It seems to be they just sort of pop, but then we down they go again.
It wasn't a full job.
So obviously this cart has lots of holes for the various sepulchres and graves and thrones. It's quite a complex little bit of business. Anyway, time for your magic trick again, Antichrist.
Yeah, but, I mean, just one quick thought there. Mm. I mean, maybe just coming to it for the first time and not picking up everything, but considering the sophistication of so much of this, this is basically little better than yes, you did, no, I didn't.
It is. It goes on for an awfully long time. And I have to say, I'm sitting there going, yeah, bits of this is quite good, but yeah, the cut here, cut there, it doesn't really go anywhere for a very, very long time.
I think there's got to be an awful lot of business going on.
Well, it's spectacle,
during the speeches.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's spectacle with narrative rather than...
I don't even know if there would have been that much. We're going to get the spectacle spectacle
coming
up.
It's magic tricks, isn't it? You've got magic tricks performed on there.
It's very, very difficult to tell precisely what's going on. But they wouldn't have had much room to move. This is the problem with business.
No, but you would have to do something because these guys all gathered around the cart.
Yeah, three talking heads ain't going to work.
Oh, you've got to remember...
They expect something for their buck, really.
Well, they're not paying anything.
Well, they still expect they're standing around.
The expectation of the way these things are rehearsed is that, broadly speaking, all anyone ever did was stand, say their lines, and then if there was a specific bit of business, they did the specific bit of business. In terms of how we know that they actually rehearsed these, you were given your script to go away and con, and then you were effectively just tested on your lines.
And it's a big piece.
And that was your first rehearsal, was basically just, it's just, have you learnt it? Oh, off you go. Lovely. So how much...
bring it on.
So it's entirely possible that this is very static and very dull, and that's and then we have the moments where we have the little set pieces. But they might, even the raising from the grave, etc., doesn't have to be desperately complicated.
Well, query about attractive business going on is, how attractive do you want to make Antichrist?
Yes.
The thing is, a very large chunk of the Antichrist lines that we've had so far could almost have come out of the resurrection play.
Well, which is
in the mouth of Christ.
Which is sort of the point.
Yeah.
He's pretending, isn't he?
He's pretending. But the thing is, he does get tripped up in the sense that he sort of goes, I know I'm God, but what, there's three of me? And he gets a little tripped up in his own theology that he should sort of have cribbed on. So there's that sort of slight hint that they know their bit a little bit better than he does, that he hasn't sorted up enough. Anyway, I think we've danced around that question.
Anyway.
Right, raise some dead people. You're ready to be dead people, Angela?
Ready to be dead.
You're
people.
Ready to be the dead people. Okay. So different dead people this time, because we've got to talk to them.
Right. So we are at wretches damned. Right. Yeah. Wretches damned all be ye, but naught for that it falleth me, as gracious God abiding be, if you will mend your life. You dead men, rise through my posty, come eat and drink that men may see and prove me worthy of deity, so shall we stint all strife.
Lord, thy bidding I will do, and for to eat I will assay.
And I also, that I may do thy bidding here.
Have bread, both two, but I must bless it ere I go, that the fiend mankind's foe on it have no power. This bread I bless with my hand, in Jesus' name I understand, the which is Lord of sea and land, and King in heaven so high. In nomine Patris, that all hath wrought, et Filii Virginis, that dear us bought, et Spiritus Sancti, is all my thought, one God and persons three.
Alas, put that bread out of my sight, to look on it I am not light. That print is upon it pight, it puts me to great fear.
To look on it, I am not light. That bread to me, it is so bright, and is my foe both day and night, and puts me to great dear.
Now you men that have done amiss, you see well.
I'm just going to pause you there. So presumably they go straight back into their graves again. Again, there's no stage direction saying what happened, but the deadly pain of blessed bread sends you scurrying away.
A bit like Dracula being
I
crucifix.
I think there's probably something in that. I mean, it's a question of how awful these people look as they've been risen from the dead, because they've been risen by demonic means. So I wouldn't be surprised if they look pretty bloody terrible.
It's either that or they've got the gauze over, so that, you know, your classic ghost cheeks.
Yeah, you never know. Anyway, so if you can return to being kings again, please. And Enoch, continue.
Now you men that have done amiss, you see well what his power is. Converts to him, I read a wist that you on rude hath brought.
Ah, now we know, Apertly, we have been brought in heresy. With you to death we will for thy, and never eft turn our thought.
And now, Enoch and Helie, it is no nay. You have tainted thy tyrant this same day. Blessed be Jesu, born of a May, on him I leave upon.
Thou fate your fear with fantasy, with sorcery, witchcraft and nigromancy. Thou hast led us in heresy. Fire my works each one.
Jesu, for thy mickle grace, forgive us for all our trespass, and bring us to thy heavenly place, that thou art God and man. Now I'm a wise maid through thy might. Blessed be thou, Jesu, day and night. The grisly gnome grits him to fight, to us to slay us here anon.
Of our lives let us not reach, though we be slain of such a wretch, for Jesus' sake, that may us teach our souls to bring to bliss.
That was well said, and so I assent. To die, forsooth, is my intent, for Christ's love omnipotent, in cause that is right wise.
Ah, false fates, turn ye now.
He shall be slain, I make a vow. And those traitors that turned you, I shall make them unfain, that all other by very sight shall know that I am most of might. For with this sword now will I fight, for all you shall be slain.
And now we have a massive stage direction which I haven't translated, but my basic understanding of it is Antichrist kills everybody.
Yeah. with his sword.
With his massive sword and presumably horde of zombie undead monsters, which is how I'd do it. anyway, what happens is Antichrist is the last man standing, but the Archangel Michael pops up, yeah, obviously, with his massive swords.
Well, yeah, note to props.
Yes, note to props. Massive swords here. Big choppers. Yeah. Let's just check who's... Yeah, we have to be back later on. So, if you could do Michael, please.
Ah, fine.
And then we'll figure out the demons in a moment. So there's this little bit... Big battle occurs. We all die all together now.
Ah! He's fallen
into water.
And the Archangel Michael appears.
Antichrist, now coming is thy day. Reign no longer thou may. He that hath led thee alway, to him now thou must go. No more men shall be slain by thee. My lord would dead that thou be. He that hath given them this paucity, thy soul shall underfow. In sin engendered that first thou was. In sin led thou a life thou hast. In sin at now an end thou mass, that marred has many one. 3 year and half one wittily, thou hast leave to destroy God's people wickedly through thy foul reed. Now thou shalt know and wit in high that more is God's majesty than eke the devil's and thine thereby, for now thou shalt be dead. Thou hast ever served Satanas, and had his power in every place. Therefore, thou gets now no grace. With him, thou must be gone.
And fighty, 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 he kills the Antichrist, and Antichrist says, help many, many times during this process, and then into the dialogue.
Which apparently is now Latin.
Yes, help, help, help is best.
Help Satanas and Lucifer, Beelzebub, bold Bachlier, Ragnall, Ragnall, thou art my dear. Now fare I wonder evil. Alas, alas, where is my power? Alas, my wit is in a weir, now body and soul both in fear, and all goeth to the devil.
And he dies. And two demons enter to tidy up. So, demon one, demon two, please.
Okay. Anon, master, anon, anon, from hell ground I heard thee groan. I thought not to come myself alone for worship of thine estate. With us to hell thou shalt gone. For this death we make great moan to win more souls into our woe. But now it is too late.
With me thou shalt, from me thou come. Of me shall come thy last doom, for thou hast well deserved. Through my might and paucity, thou hast lived in dignity, and many a soul deceived.
This body was gotten by mine unsent, in clean whoredom verament. Of mother womb, ere that he went, I was with him within, and taught him a, with mine intent, sin, by which he shall be shent. For he did my commandment, his soul should never blend.
Now, fellow, in faith great moan we may make for this lord of estate that stands in this stead. Many a fat morsel we had for his sake of souls that should have been saved in hell. Be thy head!
His soul with sorrow in hand have I hent. Yea, penance and pain soon shall he feel. To Lucifer, that lord it shall present that burn as a brand. His sorrow shall not keel.
This proctor of prophecy hath procured many one in his laws for to leave and lost for his sake. Their souls be in sorrow, and his shall be soon. Such masteries through my might many one I do make.
I'm just going to pause there, because it's this thing, his soul with sorrow. It's like you've collected his soul first before you sort of drag away his body. It's
oh, yes.
So it's interesting how that would have been done. I don't know. There's lots of options. Something. Anyway, but so there's that before the sort of more lugging of the body. I don't know what that what particular one is. Oh, they bring back. They bring. Enoch and Elias comes back to life.
So it's afterwards the demons take his body and then.
Yeah, and then.
Highest come.
Yeah, so yeah. You're basically dragging his body out as you're saying this next bit of dialogue, and then we come back to life. Aren't we lucky? Made this whole thing, entire sequence, entirely pointless. Why did they bring us back in the first place? Just to fucking die, and then if you're just going to send in the big guns to kill everyone, why didn't they just send him in the first place?
Far too easy.
God. Sorry, trying to find logic and sense. Anyway, drag the body off as you go, please, first and second demon.
With Lucifer, that lord long shall he lounge in a seat, A with sorrow, with him shall he sit.
Yea, by the heels in hell shall he henge, in a dungeon deep, right in hell pit.
To hell will I hie, without any fail, with this present of price thither to bring.
Thou take him by the top, and I by the tail, a sorrowful song in faith shall he sing.
Ah, fellow, a dull look thou hast now deal to this fair company ere thou shall wend.
Yea, sorrow and care ever shall they feel. In hell shall they dwell at their last end.
So you're not being handled desperately well here. It's just sort of swinging you by the arms and legs as they exit. If you could return to being Michael again, please, coming up. But anyway, we come back to life.
Great. Yay. Lord, that all the world shall lead and doom both the quick and dead, that reverence thee, thou on them read, and them thou right relieve. I was dead and right here slain, but through the might, Lord, and thy main, thou hast me raised up again. Thee will I love and leave.
Yea, Lord, blessed must thou be. My flesh now glorified I see. Whitney slight against thee conspired may be no way. All that leaven in thee steadfastly thou helps, Lord, from all annoy. For dead I was, and now live I. Lord, honoured be thou, A.
Enoch and Eli, come you anon. My Lord will that you with me gone. To heaven bliss, both blood and bone, evermore there to be. You have been long, for you be wise, dwelling in earthly paradise. But to heaven where himself is, now shall you go with me.
And we all sing a lovely song at the end. Rejoice in the Lord. And then the world ends. Any last thoughts about this slaughter that we've just lived through?
There is this perpetual problem for the playwright, isn't there? End of show.
Yeah. Oh, yes, the moment Antichrist is gone. Well, you say that, Richard, because you were the Antichrist.
No, but a slightly more arcane example that comes to mind is in Arturo Uy, when the Ernst Röhm character is killed off,
The play just stops. It's an odd little coda. I do quite like the demons. I think they go on a little longer than they should. But this whole sort of lugging bodies around business. I mean, there's a broker's men element to that. Quite there. I think it's almost there. I think the idea is there.
I think there's got to be... The only way that could actually work is with spectacle.
Oh, the latter end of that is obviously massive spectacle.
It's costume, it's effects.
It's an awful lot of dead people. There's got to be an army turning up, surely.
The thing is that... Your average makeup artist is going to have an awful lot of fun with
absolutely.
The dead.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
So, yeah, no, this is definitely spectacle. I mean, it's just the size of the cart, it's obviously got to expand further from the cart. The cart itself must have traps or some way of burying the dead. I mean, it could be graves at some sort of thing that falls down or something. But you've got people popping in and out, so you've got magic effects, you've probably got explosions, you've got massive swords, you've got... Someone's got to... The question is, does the Antichrist himself simply kill everyone, or does he have other people helping him? If I was staging it, I would have a cast of thousands. and we'd have a massive, massive battle in amongst the audience. Health and safety be damned. Because they didn't have it then, so that's fine.